Greetings and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. This is a weekly podcast of Sunday homilies and theological reflections given by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Reverend John Kerrigan, Deacon of the Catholic community. It is the 13th Sunday in Ordinary Time, and the readings are from Cycle C.
But today we welcome new members of the community, especially baptism, three new members. We invite the families and the children to come forward. Parents, what name do you give to your child?
William Weston.
Luciola.
Evan Nicholas Fabe.
And what do you ask of God's church for your children? Baptism. You have asked that your child be baptized. In doing so, you are accepting the responsibility of training them in the practice of the faith. It will be your duty to bring them up to keep God's commandments, as Christ taught us, by loving God and our neighbor, something we all need to grow in. Do you clearly understand what you are undertaking? And godparents, are you ready to help the parents of these children in their duty as Christian parents?
Yes.
The Christian community welcomes you with great joy. So, Evan, in the name, Christ's name, I claim you for Christ, our Savior, by the sign of his cross. I now trace in your forehead and invite your parents and godparents to do the same. Lucy, I claim you in the Christian community, the sign of the cross of our Savior, and invite your parents and godparents to do the same. Will, I claim you for the Christian community, the sign of Christ, our Savior, by the sign of his cross, invite your parents and godparents to do the same. And now to prepare these children and parents and godparents how to follow Jesus, let us be seated and listen to the scripture.
The text of today's gospel passage is the beginning of a long journey that Jesus is taking from Galilee to Jerusalem. And in that journey is contained all the themes, the major themes of Jesus' ministry: compassion, mercy, prayer, concern for the poor. And as we can appreciate from the beginning of many pilgrimages, it tends to sound out what's to come. And Luke certainly sets this stage for us today. Today's account is a foreshadowing of the difficulties that the apostles and you and I will face if we take up the commitment of following the Lord and being his disciples. It's what I like to call the hard thing about hard things. Recall the gospel text for a moment. Jesus is crystal clear. You're to live an itinerant lifestyle, and sometimes the commitment may surpass the concerns that you have for your own loved ones and immediate family. As disciples, you and I are asked to show the same kind of selflessness that Jesus showed throughout his entire ministry. Now, let's face it. The church has never lived up to quite this job description throughout the ages, not even during the Acts of the Apostles. And when we do hear about somebody who comes close to living up to this model, we're usually talking about one of the saints. So, is there hope for us, men and women, married, partnered, single, members of this community, visitors? Can we stand up and, with all of our demands and our time and talents, live as disciples? Absolutely. First of all, as hard as it might be, we have to place the message of the gospel front and center in our lives. And then we have to recognize and come to grips with the requirements of discipleship. For either the story of salvation changes your mind and your heart and ultimately changes the world, or it's not the gospel message of Jesus Christ. Either it creates good news for the poor, or it's not good news at all. Jesus isn't asking us today to leave our homes, at least not most of us, but he is asking us to do everything in our power to try to make sure that we take care of people who have no homes. The reign of God isn't asking us to bury the dead, but rather to focus on the living and to make sure that everyone is alive today has the opportunity to live a full life. This book I showed before is by Ben Horowitz, who's a venture capitalist, and it's called The Hard Thing About Hard Things. It talks about his personal experiences and his life and lessons in the technology world. Now, most of us know about the hard things of hard things. Those aspects of our lives where we have to get out of our comfort zone, where there's fear, there's uncertainty, where we're facing hard things, and yet we're also coming up against the great rewards that come from doing something that's bigger than ourselves. You and I know people every day who by their actions show that they're disciples. Earlier this month, I attended an award ceremony at Santa Clara University for the students in the business school. And various students received different commendations, but there was one student who stood out in my mind. His name was John. He had earned the best grades of all of his peers in the business school at Santa Clara University, and he also received the Outstanding Leader Award. So what is John doing next year? Where is he working? Not on Wall Street and not at a hedge fund. He's joining the Jesuit Volunteer Corps in Maryland, and there he'll be working with men in prison and those who've recently been released from incarceration. So from his successes up until this point in his life, I suspect that John knows the hard thing about hard things, and he's going to learn a heck of a lot more next year. I also have a friend, a physician who has her PhD and who's dedicated her career to finding cures for different types of cancers. Paradoxically, 3 years ago, she herself was diagnosed with cancer. In spite of this fact, and despite the constant pain that she's in, she continues with this research vocation. She knows all too well the hard thing about hard things. But also for a moment, let's consider those people in our own lives, those people who we know who come to us and support us when we're having difficulties. Those people who are our confidants, our designated drivers, the people who stand by us and who tell us the hard truths that we need to hear and sometimes don't want to hear. These people are descriptions not of saints, but of friends of ours, people who we live with day in and day out. And maybe, just maybe, your friends or classmates or family members refer to you as an example of discipleship and somebody who shows their love to you and to other people in the world. In all the encounters we hear about in today's gospel, isn't it interesting that we hear the opening question, and we're privileged to hear Jesus' response, but we never learn how things turn out. It's as though Jesus is saying to us, find the answers, define the answers through the experiences of your life. Jesus challenges us to be single-minded in learning to understand and to do the will of the Father. He implores us to pray constantly. He also counsels us that after prayer, we have to risk taking action. even when there's no assurances that we have the whole truth, and knowing that we may fail. And as always, the Lord teaches us to act with love, the same kind of love that the Lord has shown towards us. So when you and I do hard things in order to accomplish hard things, we become what we're meant to be, which is true disciples of Jesus. And our life begins to change in indescribable ways through a deep sense of joy and a sense of purpose. Believe that it's true. I assure you, it's true.
O Lord, may the sacrifice we have celebrated fill us with life. We pray that bound to you in lasting charity, we may bear fruit that lasts forever. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
As we celebrate today this new life of these children, you'll receive a candle, the light of Christ. You are supposed to keep them walking in that light of Christ, but it's also a reminder to ourselves. And so for ourselves this summer, as we're renewed, let's find ways to be that light of Christ for others. So you'll take home these candles to remind you, but let us all be reminded to walk in that light of Christ.
This has been a presentation of Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. Director Gary Glover, with music by Albert Tomaso and Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu or visit our offices on the third floor of Old Union. Till next time, God bless you.